We gather once again giving thanks to God for an great opportunity that we put ourselves to time with the Lord. For all of us are draw ourselves closer to Jesus, for he is the source inspiration in life. That without him we are nothing. That although we are billions of peoples around the world, including you and me, we all struggle in somewhat way. Pointing out that being faithful and called to be true Christians, we are not about to judge each other, but being hopeful and giver of joy so that no one left alone. Understanding that if we keep doing what is our own way, what happened, we become complainer rather than thankful. So are you complainer or thankful? It's your choice. For we all know that yet we are not beaten by the snake because we are complainer, tending ourselves not to trust in God's power and end up in to become more self-righteousness, selfish desire, and become hopeless. This is not what we are, and this is not who we are, because we are Christians because of Christ showing forth a good example that even though he is God, he never equaled himself to the Father. He mandated to be humble, that on the cross, as we draw ourselves closer to him, we become one and united in God's love. Powerfully, it's the love of the Father that we are connected, and we are sharing and value what is good and what is right. On this feast of the exaltation of the cross is Christ's victorious triumph of resurrection over death. Death has no more power to destroy God's kingdom. In other words, whoever you are and whatever you are experiencing right now, strugglings indeed, for some are so much, for some are less, pointing out that it will come to an end. Believe it or not, for this is why we are trusting in God's name and powerfully wanted to receive Christ in the Eucharist, because it is our strengthening food in the life so that we can walk in Christ's peace and understanding God's way is holy and divine. Even though sometimes we don't understand what is God's making, but the most important is that once we do what is God's will, brothers and sisters, we name ourselves connected in the divine image of God. The kingdom of God becomes a living paradise for us, that even on earth we can feel heaven, because the life of the faithful sharing goodness that comes from within as we receive from God's love. And for all, because all are welcome, invited, and forgiven. Being Christians, we are called to bless each other. So not to exclude anyone, not to change up anyone, but can change ourselves. The cross is the center of worship. All draw closer to the cross of Christ, and he was lifted up, so we can fix our eyes on him who has the power to love and forgive, to heal, and gives us comfort, to bless, guide, protection, and journey with us. Understanding that midst of darkness or struggles we've been through, my dear friends, Christ in Christ Jesus, God is always be on our side. The only thing why we suffered is because we don't know how to listen. We are good on praying. We are good on asking. But we missed the opportunity to listen, which is the key of knowledge. Listening to what is God's message and the right word so that our reaction is tendency based on what is God's love, so that we can hear where the voice coming from. Because that voice will be giving us the power to uplift the cross of someone who is so too much burden and struggling in life, too much darkness that person encountered too. We become the light of Jesus and the vessel of hope. We all know that the cross of Jesus Christ is a story of painful suffering, the joy and sorrow, a journey of betrayal and rejection, the triumph and resurrection. And at the end is the road to peace and victorious celebration as we give thanks to God for he is with us. The invisible God becomes visible, the impossible means possible, and the good God will respect our free will. The good God will respect our free will. Can't we do to our brothers and sisters? Can't we do also to ourselves? We can if we choose to, because Christ is our peace. He is our longing and desire in our hearts. That's why we come to offer our time, moment to pray. Just offer it to the Lord, no matter what it will be, because we believe that God is possible. As the cross lifted up, so our prayers too. For God hears the cry of the poor. He celebrates with us when we do good. He comforts in time of sorrow. He forgives even we do not ask. For we are ashamed of what we have done wrong. He is present even we chase him out in our lives. And one thing is good is that he gives and fills what is lacking. Truly, we are blessed by God. As human beings, we have to understand one another. Venial or mortal sin destroys everything. That's why sacrament of reconciliation is powerful, because we receive the grace of God. What is not powerful is that we keep on sinning. We keep doing what is wrong. We know it's wrong. We keep doing it. Even though how many times we try our best not to climb on it, but we fail. That's why part of the act of contrition is, Lord, forgive us in choosing to do wrong and failing to do good. Choosing to do wrong and failing to do good. This is how we end up being impatient to ourselves and to one another. That's why we become complainers. We're not easy to understand where are the people coming from, neither ourselves, because easy for us to react the way I wanted to, because we always caught up in our own words and say, I have the right. But how about people's right? Other people's point of view? Do you have courage enough to listen to them? Maybe there's a message and we missed the opportunity. Maybe there is the real thought and we forgot, because we only focus in our own way. So decision has to be made with clear conscience, because we know temptation arises. Temptation is not a sin, but once we act on temptation, it becomes a sin. How do we know? Because there's a guilt feeling sometimes dragging us down. Lord, have mercy, for I am a sinful man. But God will speak to us once again. On the cross of Jesus Christ, he embraces all our bits of pains and sufferings, good and bad. We are forgiven and we are welcome. Enough for us to see that the cross of Christ truly indeed is a way to salvation. There's a story, maybe some of you know it, about that they cry out to the Father to cut off the cross of their life, because too many crosses. It's a big, huge cross. And God is so good, cut it down. Still not enough. Lord, take it away. I cannot resist the painful, and I cannot understand why these things happen to me, or why bad things happen to good people. Lord Jesus, cut it out. God is good. They cut it out, the cross. But at the end of the journey, they miss the opportunity, because that cross becomes the bridges of love, the bridges of hope to enter to what is the next destination. In other words, every crosses that we have, every crosses that you encountered, becomes a part of the blessing. It's not a punishment, because God never punishes us. We do punish ourselves because we disbelieve in God, because we're human. That's why we need to understand what is God's way. Understanding mind with compassionate hearts are ways to path of peace. Listening and praying from the heart are key of knowledge for wisdom. This is sometimes we caught up. We don't know how to listen. We always say, I know, but at the end, we don't know. Because if we know what is right, then let's do the right thing. If we know that is wrong, then we have to stop it. Because hardness of heart. A good to understand why cross is part of our life, it's part of our journey. It's because God promises resurrection, that one day we'll be in heaven, our real destiny, that God is waiting, and there's a room for you and me. Even how simple are we, God knows what's in the person's heart. And this we must be God too. See the persons in each every one of us, the goodness, what's in the inside. And we don't see it. We only see what is outside. But what is good about it is that we have to understand, are we faithful Christians? For how many times we are called to be godparents at baptism? Are we faithfully following the will of God and exercise our duty, become a good Christian parents, and set a good example toward the children? Sometimes we fail because we are living in the world. We attended funerals many times and we didn't realize, still doesn't know how to learn, doesn't know how to do to see the goodness of it. I still keep fighting for my own righteousness, my self-hidden agenda. And I didn't realize that one day I come to an end, that I will die too. And it's good to be remembered that we are good people rather than hateful people. It's not easy, but it's a challenge. There are many celebrations we attended to: wedding, birthdays, pilgrimages, even praying for the sick. Those are means of becoming humble Christians and passing on the cross of Christ to people to uplift their burdens in their times of many uncertainties. That we must be the stumbling block for them to grow and an understanding that the cross of Christ is a way of peace and to receive the grace of salvation. Because of hardness, you are not learning and growing to become a better Christian in word and deed. The point is that there is no forever in this earthly life. You cannot change. I always keep telling you, the situation, people around you, you cannot change unless you change inside, because all are temporal and have gone. Otherwise, we will be divided. We're not creating an atmosphere of being Christian, worshiping the living Lord in the midst of us, because each one of us have their own hidden agenda. It's time for us to renew our commitment, because we will never grow if we don't have Christ in our heart. Because if we have Christ in our heart, truly indeed, we become blessings for others. If not, then why we keep on fighting instead of loving? It's strict to the rule, since no one follow and obey God's commandment. This is sometimes we caught up. Especially relationship between parents and their children, spouses, in our community, in our leadership, wherever we are. If we don't know how to understand what is the rule of love, but just only following the strict rule, which is okay because it will be a guidance for us to come, that we are one, so that we are united, that everyone can be here and be respected, wonderful. But see to it that always God's love will be the power center of everything to make our life, to understand and obey God's commandment. Because otherwise, we'll become just like the Pharisee and the scribe, hypocrites. And lying are powerful in order to not achieve the real meaning of truth and life. I will repeat. Hypocrisy and lying are powerful in order not to achieve the real meaning of truth and life. We always carry the cross of emptiness. That every time we do evil, we let Christ suffer on the cross. But if we do good things, we let Christ's cross easy, not only for him, but for us, because he feels good that what about he suffered, people remembered the goodness and God's love. Because of human, sad to say, hardness of heart, disbelief, fear, and power control can manipulate the goodness and misfocus our mission, and so we are dislocated, misaligned, and we are left alone. Unkind, unpeaceful, unloved, hypocrites, unless. Is this what we are? Seeing ourselves 5 years from now, or a week from now, or a day from now? No, this is not life. This is not Christian teaching, and this is not there is no Christian value. So learn to be more compassionate like Jesus. Be kind. Be peaceful and grateful. Be lovable. Be blessed. The problem is that why change is hard to live. Why it's hard for me to change, to become better? Because people will mock behind me? No. We are changed because we want to be humble, and God will uplift us once again. Why power control, and we know, can cause division? Why sin is love to do? And if we believe and have faith in God, then why we keep on sinning? Why we keep on fighting? A reminder to all that celebration is not a celebration, and we cannot exalt the cross of Christ unless our heart changes and our motives is divine. So one day at a time, try your best to be holy and to be perfect. Not the way I want, not to please other people, but the way God wants, because that being holy and be perfect will give us a true meaning what Christian life is all about. And if we are not true to live in the way of Christian living and to accept and embrace every painful suffering, the cross we bear is hurtful. Prayer is meaningless, and to live in fear and doubt can control our minds and may end up anxiety that leads to depression or any kinds of illnesses with no hope and no light at all. Now we know that sometimes our illness comes from one word, stress. Stress for what? Worriedness, fear, and we are controlled by human desire. But we have hope, then let us put everything on the cross of Christ to offer it, even our own free will, our own gift. Lord, it's in your hands, because my life is in you, my dreams, my everything. Without you, I am nothing. Because the cross of Christ is a way to salvation, and the love of God empowers us. For Jesus Christ said, "Fear not and do not doubt. Believe and you shall live." And the word of Jesus whispering into our hearts, "My son, my daughter, your faith saves you." What a wonderful gratitude that we turn to God the Father that, "Yes, Lord, you know I am a sinner, but you love and forgive me." So, my dear friends, accept the cross of Christ as a gift to all, no matter what cross it will be. And as we give ourselves back to the Father's love, we honor him deeply with profound gratitude, for we are forgiven, loved, and welcome. God's unconditional love gave us the power to exalt Christ within our hearts. But we learn to be humble, acknowledge the gift, embrace the pain, and trust in his name. In God alone, we have everything. Lack nothing, and we are complete. Will you abide in his love and carry our daily crosses? Let us profess our faith.